My name's Gordon Miller. I'm an environmental campaigner, and I'm leading a campaign to ban plastic bags in Edinburgh.
It's a massive campaign. It's a global issue. How did you start this, and how did it end up focused on Edinburgh?
You're right, it is a global issue. My background is as an environmental campaigner, is I started an organisation called the Global We, which is channeling into the global village that has manifested through the internet and the increasing use of social media. Through that, I met some contacts in California, the Plastic Pollution Coalition, who are a very progressive movement, and they see the plastic bag as a metaphor for our unsustainable pattern of consumption and our disconnection from nature. Edinburgh, as we know, has a history of philosophy, of arts, of progress. And it dawned on me that why are we not doing something like this in Edinburgh? Why are we not leading from the capital? So bringing all my sort of colleagues and contacts together, we're using this as an issue to ban plastic bags in Edinburgh, coming from the Global We movement.
Okay, I've learned through you and your website that we are way behind other places and other countries, not just within Britain, but even outside Europe.
Yes, it's true. If you think of countries like Rwanda, and we know about their recent history of genocide, and in fact they have banned plastic bags. It goes further afield than that. If you look at West Coast United States, traditionally quite progressive area, they tried to ban the whole of California plastic bags. They were unsuccessful, but what they've been doing locally in terms of gathering citizens together and using social media is campaigning in cities and counties. Recently successful was LA County. They've banned plastic bags. And just a few nights ago, Santa Monica have banned plastic bags using people power. Social media has allowed us autonomy that we've never had before. The question is, what do we do with it? I say, we try and be the change that we want to see in the world and not leave it to other people.
Okay, and say I run a shop here just opposite where we are in the Scottish Storytelling Centre, and I'd love to help out, but buying these bags would cost me money, and it's cheaper to get plastic bags. What would you say to me?
Sure, that's a very valid point, and we want to support retailers. We want to support the economy of this capital city also. What I would say is what we're hoping to do is to introduce a bonus bag scheme whereby we will supply eco-ethical reusable bags with our logo on the side, and we'll supply them to the retailers for them to give out to their customers, with the incentive to the customers that if they return to that store, they get some kind of discount, some kind of voucher, some kind of offer. So it's a win-win situation. The retailer gets the free bags. The customer thinks, hang on a second, instead of waiting for a plastic bag or forgetting the reusable bag, they take it with them because they're going to get a discount. So it's win-win. So we hope to benefit retailers and the Edinburgh economy.
Okay, and if you don't mind, I'll pass over to Alison. Alison Johnson of the Scottish Greens in Edinburgh. Can you tell us about how you got involved with Gordon's campaign and what you're doing this week to try and push this forward?
Yeah, sure. Shortly after I was elected to the City Council in 2007, I tabled a motion asking for a report on how Edinburgh could become a plastic bag-free city. The response I received in former for a report wasn't as positive as I might have liked to have seen. And as Gordon said, you know, countries across the world have managed to ban plastic bags entirely, but Edinburgh's just not ready for such environmental forward thinking. However, I think it's fair to say that public opinion is leaving political opinion, in this country at least, way behind. You do see far more people carrying reusable bags now. The big stores the supermarkets have signed up to a voluntary scheme to cut plastic bag use by half. But, you know, it's still not enough. There's still millions of plastic bags floating around our coastlines, in our trees, you know, spoiling our public parks. So, again, I was delighted to see the social phenomenon that is the Plastic Bag Free Edinburgh campaign. I'm just catching up with the social media technology myself, and it's great to see it being used so positively to connect so many people with a shared interest in improving recycling and improving environment in this country. And one of the things I got accused of the last time when I tabled my previous motion was, oh, what are you worried about plastic bags for? You know, you're talking about a small percentage of the waste scheme, but I think plastic bags are such a symbol of our throwaway society. Apparently the average plastic bag is used for 12 minutes and okay, so now we're recycling them. I don't think that's the way forward, as all the recycling bins in the supermarkets are bursting with plastic bags, a clear indicator that people have taken something that they don't really need to use. And I think rolling out the bonus bag scheme, I kind of see it as a portable club card. You know, if you don't take your bag with you, you won't qualify for discounts in shops and so on that get involved in the scheme. And I think where this is a real sort of double-edged win, I mean, it's got more than two wins to it. It helps local high streets because it encourages local people to shop there because they'll get a bonus. It helps our local high streets compete against the power of some of these massive out-of-town supermarkets. It helps cut down the amount of waste that's going to landfill, for which every council taxpayer is responsible. You know, we're paying nearly £50 now a tonne for waste going to landfill, and the city will be fined if it breaches, you know, a certain volume of waste. So we've really got to start taking action, and I just think this is such a good way to do it.
You get to see the council finances in a lot more detail than people like myself and Gordon here might get to see them. And I read the latest prediction was that landfill tax could go up to £12 million a year just from Edinburgh Council's tax. Do you think that's a big enough argument for them to accept your motion on Thursday?
I think human nature being what it is, it's often when we're asked to pay a greater financial price for something that we'll start to think twice. You know, I know that as fuel prices increase, more people will be encouraged to use public transport or walk and so on. And I think it's fair to say for many, the environmental argument won't sway it, but it'll be the fact that if the council's paying money for a landfill, then it can't be paying money to provide school books or, you know, good public parks or great sports facilities. You know, I know what I'd rather my money was going into, and this is something that we can cut down quite simply by getting into better habits.
Mm. Is there much hope of this going through on Thursday?
I'd like to think so. You know, Gordon's already touched on it. This isn't a party political or partisan issue. If anybody thinks that, you know, putting potential resources into a hole in the ground is a good idea, you know, I look forward to hearing their arguments. We have a commitment from many of the parties in the council and in government in this country for a zero waste society. You know, that means no waste going to landfill. Countries, I think the Western United States, are particularly progressive on this issue. You know, they have large yards, you know, which are just full of everything you might ever chuck out, you know, from a wardrobe to a toilet seat. You know, all this stuff is there so citizens can go and basically pick it up for little or no cost, just diverting all that waste from landfill. And here, that's still going into a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
In far too many cases.
I've got a We Love Leith bag. Is it a similar scheme to that that you're hoping the council can help to roll out?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Greener Leith scheme is a fantastic example of what can be done by local people at a local level. And, you know, I've said it before, but the fact is, you don't take your bag out, you don't get your discount or your points. That is an incentive, because I know if you're anything like me, you might have lots of cloth bags in your cupboard, and sometimes you get to the shop and say, oh dear. And I think it's just such a fantastic way to show support for your own community. Greener Leith have gone a step ahead with their bonus bag scheme and the rewards that there are for the customer. But in, you know, Bruntsfield have a trader's scheme, Toll Cross traders have their own bag, Marchman and Sheen's traders have their own cloth bag. So there's a lot of similar activity across the city, but I think we need to lift it up a level and make sure these local high streets learn from best practice. You know, let's look at the strongest models and let's replicate that across the city.
As far as I remember, the Greener Leith scheme didn't even cost a huge amount of money, and that's a big area and there are a lot of shops involved. And have you been able to put a figure on what it might cost the council?
Yeah, there are lots of ways to get hold off the bags. I mean, there's the Climate Challenge Fund, which will finance communities who are undertaking projects to reduce carbon emissions. And clearly this, you know, I would think this would be meeting those criteria. In my motion, I've called on the council to look at the Town Centre Regeneration Fund, because if we're serious about regenerating our local high streets, then we need to be attracting people to use these shops and promoting them, and these bags do both. And there's also the Waste Action Grant, which the shopkeepers in Marchmont and Sheens and Toll Cross have used in the past. So there are funding streams out there for this type of project.
Excellent. Okay. And money is what it all boils down to, Gordon, but you reckon it's affordable?
I do think it's affordable, and I think the long-term benefits to retailers and consumers and customers in Edinburgh will pay back many, many times. So I think from a financial point of view, it's a win-win situation for retailer and for customer.
It's kind of like a green investment bank, isn't it? You know, in theory, it should work. And from what you've heard around the world, is it working well? Are people saving money, people who run shops saving money on bags in the long term?
I think this is unique to the United Kingdom. The United States have a culture of paper versus plastic. If you think back to those movies of the 70s, the big brown paper bags with their groceries, and they've switched to that. However, in this country, we've been dominated since the 1970s by the plastic bag. In fact, it goes into billions, not millions. We have reduced them, but there's still billions out there. What we are seeing anecdotally is more people using eco-ethical reusable bags. Let's take it forward from Edinburgh. We're the capital city of Scotland. Let's start here, and why not go around the whole country after this?